Obviously, you've just, well, you're not just finished, but played in your first IPL.
Yeah.
What sort of experience was that for you as obviously one of the most expensive players there as well?
Yeah, it was really good. As you said, my first time out there, and you hear of the glitz and glamour and how big it is and how popular it is. But until you actually go out there and experience it, you underestimate it, because it's obviously a massive tournament. The people there are all crazy about cricket, so for kind of 7 weeks of your life, it's pretty hard to kind of escape. Obviously, outside of your hotel room, but I had a great time. Hopefully, I'll go back next year.
Yeah, it really exciting time for cricket, and obviously with the England franchises and also South Africa coming online this year as well.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I only play T20 cricket now, so the more kind of high-class competitions there are around the world, obviously the better for me from a selfish point of view, and especially the English competition. I can't wait for that to start, because as I said, I've tasted a few different ones around the world now, and I think when we get ours up and running in a few years, I'm sure it'll be right up there with the best.
So as obviously mainly a bowler, there's always arguments that it's a batsman's game in T20, and crowds want to see sixes and fours and the ball crashing about the place. What's it like being at the other end of the bat?
Yeah, it's tough. I think you've just got to embrace it. And, if you can make a name for yourself, and if you can become, obviously get a reputation as a high class, death bowler or kind of fast bowler spin bowler in any kind of facet of the game, especially T20, that you're gonna make a name for yourself, and you're gonna be coveted, because as you said, it is more kind of geared to batsmen, T20 cricket a lot of the time, and that's fair enough. It is what the crowds want to see, sixes and fours and high scoring games. So kind of we are as bowlers there just to kind of spoil the party as much as we can.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a youngster, if you went for sort of 6-8 and over, you were quickly taken off. But these days, it seems to be all right to be hit for 8, and that's a sort of average to expect to be hit for.
Yeah, it's tough. Obviously, I still hold myself to high standards in T20 games. I kind of always look at it. If I've gone for over 30, then I'm actually quite disappointed in myself when I see that as a bad game. Obviously, you've got to temper that depending on your conditions and where you're playing. But I still kind of try and hold myself to that kind of standard of trying to go under 30 for every T20 game that I play.
I think
if you can do that more often than not, then obviously you're gonna be a good bowler.
I should be keeping an eye out for that then. during the T20 blast, which is just about to start, and obviously turning thoughts towards Sussex and how do you think they'll be getting on this year?
Yeah, we've got a really good squad. Obviously, Ross Taylor's come back, and he's going to be our captain this year, which is great. Luke Wright's fit, which he wasn't last year, which was a big blow for us. And we've recruited well. Laurie Evans has come over from Warwickshire, who's got a really good record in T20 and 50 over cricket. And obviously, your bowling attack with myself, Chris Jordan, Jofra Archer all play a lot this year, who hasn't played an awful lot of T20, but he's been cleaning up in the 4-day stuff. So and obviously, we've got Danny Brigham, will be two proper one-day spinners. So we're shaped up really well, and I'm really excited.
Yeah, I was having a look at your bowling attack, and it looks pretty good to me. What's it like playing down by the seaside there?
Yeah, it's beautiful. This will be my third year down playing for Sussex, and I've just extended my contract for two more after this one as well. So I definitely kind of see it as my home now, and I love it down here. The people have been really good to me ever since I moved down from Essex, and I'm looking forward to playing it for the next few years.
I think that probably just about covers it. Many thanks for your time, and look forward to seeing you at some stage during the competition, and all the best.
No worries. Cheers, buddy. No
all
problem.
The best. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.